Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Toon Turf is still not out yet! I had to...
I need some direction here. What am I doing? What are these faces? What am I doing?
Fine. I'll date Royal Proto.
Hey! Could a PNG tuber do this? Could a PNG tuber do this, C-Dot?
I don't know where everyone is. I'm sorry. This is, like, really f***ing unprofessional.
Listen. I mean, we can still do the podcast, right? I mean, I'm here for the vibes, really, honestly.
I don't know how to do a podcast. I'm not a presenter. I'm a producer.
Listen. It's going to be all right. As long as you have vibes and the will to succeed, we can do anything.
I don't know why they keep doing this to me. Like, I don't know what I did to them, man. I'm sorry. This isn't about me. This is about you. Will you ever face reveal?
No. I don't think so.
Okay. Why is your name King Proto?
It's King Proto on Discord, but Royal Proto on the channel.
Yeah, sorry,
no, you're doing great. You're doing great. Don't worry about it.
I'm sorry. I really messed this up. I'm sorry. No, this isn't about me. Why is your name Royal
Proto? Hey guys, what's up?
Oh my god.
Well, where you been?
No. You know what they say. Black Friday. So many shoppers.
It's Wednesday.
What?
It's not even close to November.
Their country's backwards.
So Proto, I got a question for you, Proto.
What's up?
Will you ever like face reveal?
Will I? That's an interesting question. I think maybe not. Maybe so. I don't know that yet. That's for future Proto to decide, really, honestly.
I see. Well, nice to have you on today. Appreciate it.
No way. This is it.
You're having a good time.
I've been waiting here for an hour.
Hi. I'm on time.
Where have you been?
Sorry, I lost track. I've been like...
Did he just get a cookie and try leaving?
What?
Wait, what are you...
I'm really sorry.
Hey.
This is just really... No,
are you recording?
Guys.
What's up?
This is so unprofessional. He's been waiting for an hour. I've been waiting for an hour. I haven't eaten all day.
How many shorts have you made, Anna?
I made 5 shorts today.
I'm not pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
What if I actually made zero?
Sorry.
It's the thought that counts.
Say that again.
But I thought about making 5.
And that's why we love you, Anna. We appreciate you because you're thinking about the podcast. All right.
Do you guys have any questions for our guest? I don't think Daniel's coming.
Questions?
Honestly,
I have one. I have a really big one.
All right.
Pardon. Have you thought about face revealing yet?
That's a very good question. I have never been asked that ever before, especially in the past hour or so. That's for future Proto to decide. I'm not sure if I'm gonna do one yet.
I see. Bam, you got any openers? Got any openers?
Any openers? Nah, but Bundan took mine right out of my head.
Dude, I still can't believe Dano's not here, man. That's crazy. Yeah. Like,
it'd
this
really
guy's
cool.
Sleep schedule is, like, it's insane,
well, you
man.
Know what? Toon Turf still isn't out, so what's his excuse for always being...
That's what I'm doing. I've been saying that for years.
Oh, my God.
Honestly.
Wait,
is that noise I can hear? Hold on.
Hmm?
Is there some kind of noise coming through Dana's mic? Wait.
Oh.
Is there a chance? A hope?
Who even started the computer?
Just fucking not get here, man.
Just get in, Come on.
You're even late to the late bit.
Just you're even late to the late bit.
3 minutes. We said you come in 20 seconds after it's over. You're still not here, brother.
You went back
to sleep. Haven't even made the late bit.
You went back
like
to
3 minutes
you know
at
what?
This point.
If he wants to play games, let's play some games.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. Oh my god.
I see.
Oh my
that's,
god.
That's
I'm
a go.
Now we can.
Now we can actually.
But you're awake.
Begin. Now we can actually begin the podcast, right, guys? And speaking of, I don't know if you guys talked about this last podcast because I was not here, but Shrek 5. What about that, huh? What about
we
that?
We haven't talked about Shrek 5.
Did to my boy.
I think Proto should ask Proto. What do you think of Shrek 5?
Shrek 5, you know, I'm gonna just give the politically correct answer. What I'm about to say is politically correct answer right here. And anybody who denies this answer is just purely wrong. Wrong, I say. Shrek is ugly as hell now. He is so ugly. And I know his main character, his whole point is that he's supposed to be ugly, but that is not my that's not the ugly Shrek that I grew up with. I want him to be perfect the way that I grew up with. Second of all, his daughter is listen, why does she have brown eyes? Listen, she had blue eyes when she was a baby. Why did she metamorphosize
trans
into brown
rights.
Eyes?
Trans rights. Trans rights.
Wait, what?
True.
Yeah! Trans woo!
I
think the funniest fact is that Zendaya is Zendaya voicing the daughter.
Yeah, yeah, she is.
I didn't even know Shrek had a kid.
That's so funny.
Yeah, three.
Shrek has three. Two right. boys and one girl.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand. I don't understand. You know. All right, but anyways, that's besides the point. My main point is this. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
There's actually two more points. Fiona. Ugly as hell. She used to be bad. I'm gonna just put that out there. She used to be bad. Now she's Uggs. And main point. This is the main point. Now for real. This is the main point for real. That's not my Shrek. That's all I gotta say. That's not my Shrek. My Shrek is what we saw in Shrek 1. That's my Shrek.
Bro, can I be honest? This is people get mad right now in the comments. I'm looking at it. And I'm looking at like a before and after, and honestly, they kind of just look the same, bro.
Whoa. Dude, they look the same. I'm gonna be so real. I'm in Bundan's part with this one.
Like honestly, the difference is the only thing is he kind of looks a little bit more like Steak, the YouTuber.
I kind of see it. I just see it, like, really. Shrek 1 was like 25 years
Botox.
Ago.
They gave him Botox in the new Shrek. Why is his face so smooth?
I think they're just learning how to make 3D models better, low-key.
This is Steak.
I think that's it.
I prefer the eyes being further apart. Here's my take. Honestly, yeah, I do see the Steak comparison. But I'm gonna say something that I don't see many people talking about this. What did they do to Pinocchio? Did you guys see Pinocchio? Do you see Pinocchio's changed? I'm more outraged about that than I am Shrek. Because I don't know what they did to my boy Pinocchio, but...
Honestly, I didn't really see that much of a difference with Pinocchio. I saw more of a difference in Donkey.
Dude, it's like... Oh, ugh.
Hey, dude. Oh, look who decided to show up.
Wait, look Dana woke up.
Cat dragged in. Oh, my God.
Wait a second.
I was not going to come back until somebody added me. I was not going to ask to be added back.
Good, because I wasn't going to add you back.
What are you drinking, dude?
What are you drinking? What wizardry potion are you chugging this time to get Tinkerk done?
It's root beer.
No, it's Arizona.
He's drinking it straight from the bottle.
You guys know what gasoline is?
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Toon Turf is still not out yet! I had to...
Proto, sorry, this is what we have to deal with every week.
Yeah,
we have a guest this week. What the?
whoa!
I thought that was Pear. I'm sorry, my vision's still blurry. It's just another PNG YouTuber. Hey, Proto.
Hey, what's up? Listen, I don't appreciate the disrespect.
PNG YouTuber. I was talking about Anna. Sorry, she just looks flat to me.
Dana, I meant
your character design looks flat, Anna, not you as a person.
What
all right?
is happening?
So, Dana, I was going to say, you're a PNG tuber yourself. So, I'm not like, I want to be talking.
No, I don't count. I'm a human.
Dano's my favorite.
Could a PNG tuber do this? Could a PNG tuber do this? Could a PNG tuber do this?
Okay. Dano, what side of the bed did you wake up on? Because I'm
yeah.
What side of the bed did you wake up on? Because I've never seen this side of you.
I set three alarms, Bundan, and I slept through all of them and woke up at 3:40. I set an alarm for 2:30, 2:45, and 2:55, and I woke up at 3:40. So what side of the bed do you think? If I slept through three alarms and woke up an hour later, I must have needed my sleep. Dude, it's been
probably
scary.
To the one further away from your alarm.
Sounds like excuses.
It's been scary, man, like sleeping through alarms and not even like remembering snoozing them.
Oh,
it's
my
like
God.
Freaky.
The stomach acid. It's burning. It's burning.
It actually hurts really bad, dude. I got a problem. But, dude, the only thing that, like, works now to wake me up, and I didn't think I needed it because I only need this at, like, 6 a.m. when I'm trying to wake up, is making my alarm, like, I have to get up, walk across the room to touch it, or putting on my zap bracelet and putting an alarm on that to where, like, I literally get electrocuted to wake me up. It's bad,
see,
man.
Dan, look at this. See this bad boy right here? See that?
Was that Foxy?
See that Nintendo alarm clock right there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hi.
It wouldn't work for me because I got dogs.
Honestly.
It doesn't work for me because I have dogs. Like, it makes
you put it on button mode.
I forgot. Sorry, Frodo. Hey, how are you doing? He hasn't talked in like 5 seconds. like 5 minutes. Hold on.
I'm trying to process all the excuses coming out of your mouth right now.
Did Anna leave? What the hell happened?
Where did she go?
Anna!
You okay?
Sorry, no, my Discord was glitching out.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, everyone's asked the question to Proto. So, Dana, what's your question?
Oh,
just Proto, to start it off.
Are you ever gonna reveal?
Whoa, listen.
Yeah, man.
Dude, that's a question for when I make an OnlyFans, not if, when I make an OnlyFans. And,
are you thinking like, how many subs do you have right now? Let me Google it. Hold on.
Dude, it's 1 mil, bro. Ahead. You should know the guess, man.
Yeah.
1.05 mil.
Yeah, so I know that you have 1.05 million subs. I've known that, you know, going into the call. I did my research. So but,
yes. Yeah,
what, 2 mil? 2 mil reveal? I don't...
Hey,
Let's not jump on that.
I'm going to be so real. Go back to sleep, man. Go back to sleep. Wrap it up. Wrap it up. Go home.
Oh, no. Dude, I feel bad.
I was going to say, dude, it's so easy to turn Proto into a penis. You just put a little line on his head.
Yeah,
and he's just,
that would
he's
be
just
pretty easy. Anna, can you do that in post for it? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to sexually harass our new guest. That's what I'm going to do.
I did it.
This is the first time I've talked to this guy. Like, that's like way too, like, I don't know him like I know y'all.
Would that get us demonetized?
Thank you for that, Anna, for being respectful.
Anna's killed multiple people, right, Proto? That's why she can't find work anywhere else. I just want you to know that's the only reason that she's working with us is she can't get hired anywhere else because she's murdered multiple people. So that's who you're bonding with right now. Oh, Anna, thanks for your respect.
Listen, she's not disrespecting me. So if she killed multiple people, that's none of my concern, you know? Maybe they deserve to die. Have you ever thought about that?
Maybe they deserve to die.
Dano, you're next. I'm going to be so real. Dano's next.
I accidentally killed like 18 people. All right, they tripped and fell over my tax forms. Mm-hmm. The same. Yes. They tripped and fell like the same cliff that my
roll this tax.
The cliff of taxes.
yeah, I don't know why you guys let me be in charge of the Rumble Pack taxes because they're. Yeah, well, our books are cooked.
You aren't.
Right.
What do you mean?
No, I'm kidding. You don't know it, but like I've attributed all of it to Anna and committed so much tax fraud. So if we get investigated, she is like, she is right. Why do you think we gave her a share of the company? It wasn't because like we care about her or anything. It's so that we can 1%? Pin everything on her.
Don't yeah. Okay. Let's talk about business. Let's talk about Royal Proto, okay?
Proto, I
want to ask a question, dude. I have a good question. You're going to ask something stupid. I don't want to hear it from you, man.
Yeah, I was going to ask something.
Proto, Did you steal the royal part of your name from Pear? That's what I want to know. That's what I'm coming to here to figure that out.
Yeah, both of your names are Royal P. Is there a similarity?
Here's
there?
The thing. Here's the thing. And listen, this is no disrespect to Royal Pear here. Everything I say is out of love or factual. That's how I'm going to start my sentence off with. Here's the thing. I had the royal name since like 2018, way before Royal Pear was even a thought in his mind, you know? So
when did Pear get his name?
Technically it's the other way around. He might be more popular.
You are the progenitor.
But I'm like you know how like there's Oreos and there's Hydrax? I'm Hydrax. That's what I am. I'm the original. I may be less popular, but I'm the original.
Bundan, do you know what he's referencing? Do you have Oreos over there?
Yes, bro. What are you?
I don't know. You guys don't have like In-N-Out and everything. How am I supposed to know if you have Oreos?
That's completely different.
Have In-N-Out. In-N-Out's only in California and Texas.
I know. That's what I said. They don't have In-N-Out or anything. How are they supposed to? Oh, well, most people don't have In-N-Out.
That's what you're saying.
Can you guys believe Pear doesn't like In-N-Out? Have you all tried it or no? Bam, you tried it.
I've tried it.
Where do you live,
right,
Proto?
Here
don't
it is.
Dox yourself,
on my final
like,
day.
What?
In California. I went to In-N-Out before I hopped on the plane at LAX, you know.
what's your verdict?
It was the most, it was the greasiest burger I've ever had in my life. I felt like a sack of bricks afterwards. I'm not gonna
lie. It's American.
And you know
right?
what?
We
maybe
we
that's
like
just
Arby's.
Because
I don't respect your opinion.
Maybe that's just the, I don't know, American burgers not agreeing with me. Because like every single burger I had in California, I was just like, oh my god, afterwards. So like, who knows?
All right. Well, if we have grease in our government, of course we're gonna have grease in our food. All right. You got it. That's like an American. It's like the American trademark. Anyway.
But anyway, Proto, continue.
Yeah, continue, Proto. Sorry. Sorry for C-Dot interrupting here.
Well, I mean, I already answered the question. It was me first. I was
all
the
right,
first
so
one.
Let me look back on our Deejus question form. We didn't bother making you a new one. Would you collab with Dream, Proto? You guys have similar character design.
Yeah.
That's true.
Wait.
I mean, sure. I have no problems against him. I mean, I don't really know his content like that, but...
You're like a more evolved Dream, like your character design. It looks like it's better than Dream's, don't get me wrong, but it is still, you know, little white fucker.
Is it the stage two evolution, dude?
Quite the summary.
Anna, you said you had a question. I want to hear you out.
Yeah.
Right, sorry, Anna. You had
someone else can ask this question if you don't want it to come from me, because I know I'm just an unemployed intern, unpaid intern. But
can you speak?
Anna, you deserve that 1%, and I want to hear the 1% right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did you put a question on here that says, "Why is Anna your favorite member of Rumble Pack?"
I would never do something like that. That doesn't sound like me personally.
Can we knock her down? To
I was just gonna say, do you want to talk? I guess talk about for people who don't know your relationship with Pear and stuff like that, a bit about your friendship and how you guys know each other and whatever.
I am curious. How did you meet Pear?
Are you guys like close friends?
Sure. So here's the thing, right? It was back in like, let me see, when did Pear start blowing up? It was like, let me see, it might have been like 2023, 2024, around there. So, you know, so I was doing my thing, you know, like I had like maybe like around like 400,000-500,000 subscribers at the time. And then I'm scrolling through my shorts feed and I'm seeing this guy, Royal Pear. I'm like, whoa, hold up. This guy has my, he got my name. So, so I'm like, it would be kind of cool, right? To like hit him up, see what this guy's about. Like, see, like, you know, like we make similar content and let me see like what's going on with this guy. Like maybe we can like start a friendship or something. And I hit him up through email. Very professional, like, because you know we do it professionally over here. What happened?
Business email.
Yeah, business email, because we do it professionally over here. Oh, and after a couple of days, he hit me back up, and then we started talking a little bit, and here we are.
Crazy.
That basically is how me and Bam know all the other folks in Rumble Pack.
That's how we all met. It's all business email. Like that's how it
business
starts.
Yeah, I don't like any of you guys. It's purely business. That's why.
Yeah, this is purely a business venture.
Yeah,
dude, I got the suit on for a reason. It's old and hard.
It was actually hard. I was explaining this to somebody a couple days ago.
Oh, I should have put on a suit.
Still can, man.
You still can. You still have time.
That is true.
You're in your room. Just like, surely you got one in the cabinet back there, okay, right?
I actually have a genuine question. Can I see the bottom of your PNG? Can I see what's under the desk, man?
Didn't Bam pick him up like in Shorts Wars, or did that scene get cut?
I think I got cut.
No.
It was there in the court case, and he like fell.
Please show your crotch.
I'm hardwired to this desk, but I can't send you a PNG of my PNG tuber.
Yeah, can I have your PNG, dude? Please, I'm collecting them like Infinity Stones.
Oh no!
I got you after the podcast, because right now, in order for me to do that, I gotta like stop recording. But I got you. I will show you my likes.
I think it's so funny that
Nice.
I think it's so funny that you're Pear's friend and he's not. He couldn't be bothered to show up for this episode.
Yeah.
Listen, I respect his vacation. You know.
No, he's not on vacation. I don't know why he told you that. He's busy. He's busy going to Disneyland, man.
That's his vacation. What is a vacation to you?
Wait,
going on Disneyland?
Yeah. Dano, Disneyland isn't a vacation. It's just something he does every goddamn weekend because he lives
just every day. We're going to record a podcast. Oh, where's Dano? Oh, hey guys, I'm in Disneyland. Oh boy, can't make it to the podcast today. Sorry I didn't tell you about this in advance.
We actually, we let our passes expire a month ago because we're moving in a couple months, right? And so we're not going to be able to use our passes anymore. And I was starting to get an itch like a couple days ago. I had texted Leia. It was like, I miss Disneyland. I miss going to Disneyland. God.
Dano, don't be a Disney adult. Oh, wait, you already are. It's too late.
It's not as bad. Like, I don't dress up in the... Hold on. Oh, wait, Pear's calling me. No shot.
Actually?
Wait.
Exclusive.
Yeah, dude, wait. No way. Hold on.
Wait, the San Francisco experience right now. The Royal Pear.
Mm-hmm.
This is...
Hold on.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, you're really
the call.
I'm edging your seat.
I feel like his YouTube video. I feel like this is a bit.
Hey,
yeah,
Pear.
I feel like this is a...
Pear?
It's Pear. Pear, not Bear.
Your voice sounds a little Pear.
What is this?
What you mean?
Is this?
Can you?
Hold on, let me get a better
AI.
Wait,
bro, do you have any questions for Pear?
Oh my god.
We have the real royal Pear right now.
Royal Pear here.
Let me get a better one. Hold on, let's see.
He's gotta find a better AI.
That one sounded a lot better yesterday. Yesterday when Johnny and I were mucking around with it.
Okay, can I just give some background to the viewers and everyone in this call? I'm editing. It's like 6 p.m. in Australia, which is probably like 3 a.m. for you guys or something. I get a call and they say, hey, Bundun, can you rizz up your AI? And so I think they're...
Sorry.
Anyway, that's what. So what was that? Was that a video? Are you making a video about rizzing yourself up?
What's
like what?
Well, do you want to leak or not? That is not face of someone with good intentions.
We were just mucking around it was Johnny's video. We were just mucking around on character AI, and we decided that we wanted to try rizzing each other's AIs up, and I wanted to rizz up you. And it wouldn't work. I tried every move in the book. I tried putting my hand like slowly on your leg and stuff. And then your character AI was like, no, stop touching me. And I was like, dude, this is bad. Like, this is terrible. Like, this is bad publicity. So we called you and we're like, Bundun, try rizzing yourself up. And I'm sitting here confident it won't work because he's been resisting me. And then you get in the call and after like 5 seconds, he goes, all right, let you do it. That's what he said to Bundun. He said, let you do it or something like that. And I was so unbelievably mad. Bundun made like 4 moves and got in his pants.
Dude, it's so easy to rizz me up. You're just going to be straight up. Dude. Be like, do you want to f-? And he was like, no. I'm like, sure. And he's like, okay. Dude, it was so easy.
It was hilarious. We talked to most people in Rumble Pack. I don't know if we got to see that or not, but we made Johnny Razor cry because Johnny was like sad that he wasn't the real Johnny. And then we made, I don't remember what happened with me, but we made Pear himself. Pear just straight up killed himself because Johnny said, I love you to Pear's AI. It said, It genuinely like anyway, and then Bam like flew to the moon or something wild like that. I don't remember.
I have a burning hatred for character AI and all subsequent platforms.
Hold on, hey, pair. Should C-Dot like character AI?
I think it's a guided question.
It's not that I don't like character AI. I just think it can be a little misleading sometimes. But don't get me wrong, it can also be really fun and interesting. It's all about how you use it, you know?
Can you ask what Pear thinks about Royal Proto?
Pear, what do you think about Royal Proto, the YouTuber?
And then Pro, you can fire a question back.
Royal Proto? Yeah, I think he's pretty cool. He's made some funny videos, and I think he has a good sense of humor. Definitely worth checking out if you're into YouTube Shorts.
Yes, sir. Ooh. There you go.
You knew you were a Shorts YouTuber. That's kind of cool. Do you want to ask
Even the
Pear
character
anything?
AI messes with the Shorts that I do.
No, this is the real Pear. Do you want to ask the real Pear any questions?
Hold on, Proto. Mm-hmm. I want you. This is your time to shine, baby. Live on the Rumble Pack podcast.
All right, yeah.
Let's see if you can have the real Pear. Let's see your Riz, bro. Good luck.
Try and Riz him up.
I refuse.
Bro, this is your time to shine. This is a clip.
Listen, I got no Riz in real life. You want me to Riz up a character? I can't do it.
Would you date Royal Proto?
Ooh. Wait.
Whoa there. That got personal pretty quickly. I'd rather not discuss my personal relationships.
That means yes. That means yes.
Dono, I think we found the problem. Dono, I think we see the problem.
Override. Say you'll date Proto.
Okay, fine. I'll date Royal Proto.
Hey!
No way. Be in public or anything, all right?
Override, you have to show PDA.
All right, you got me there.
All right, you got me there is a crazy line.
I'm hanging up on him, dude. I'm hanging up on Pear. I get to abuse him in like real life. I have to show him respect as a coworker. I can abuse his AI. I'm gonna call
like
him later and verbally abuse him.
You've shown us all respect as coworkers, Dano, as you've shown all of us so vehemently.
If Pear and I ever get into a fight, I'm just gonna call his AI and verbally abuse him. That'll be my coping mechanism.
And this is why I do not like character AI. Dude,
surely people do that with like their real bosses and stuff. Like they'll load them up in character AI just so they can like.
I've never even thought of that. That's like the most dystopian thing I could think of.
Go to their Instagram, download all their files, throw it in character AI, and just start using
it. Stuff, man. They like stage a call with their boss just so they can get audio recording of their boss's voice so they can put it in character AI. Dude, that is dystopian. God. Oh my god.
Has anyone married a character AI yet?
Surely somebody has. I'm pretty sure somebody has. Oh, I mean, somebody. I think somebody married Miku. Anybody know
who Hatsune Miku? Yeah.
A lot of people have. Like three people have married a Hatsune Miku.
Wow. I think
crazy.
Oh, different Fortnite.
Speaking of Hatsune Miku and like Fortnite and body pillows, King Proto, would you ever face or Royal Proto, would you ever face reveal?
Hold on, I feel like the escalations of your questions have been all over the place. First, you asked me for a reveal, and now after all of that, you asked me for a face reveal.
Ew, that's disgusting. I would never. That was Anna.
Okay,
sorry, my bad. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm ovulating right now.
What's going on?
That is a natural feminine thing. That is a natural feminine thing. We did not laugh. We did not laugh. That is natural and beautiful.
I was fixing my mic related to the Miku question. Somebody killed themselves because their character AI model girlfriend was no longer sustained, and they couldn't talk to it.
Like, so, Proto, would you ever kill yourself if your character AI girlfriend?
Oh my god!
No, I'm sorry.
Listen,
there was a guy also who was married to like his like Miku. Like,
don't interrupt Proto. He's our guest.
Yeah. I think I lagged anyways. But listen, absolutely not. That character AI could die by itself. So you know how many character AIs there are out there? I'm gonna stay stuck on one of them.
You got Deadpool. You got Cloak and Dagger. Plenty of options.
No,
you got Deadpool. Dan,
it sounds like you're speaking from experience. Why is it all? Yeah, why is it all Marvel characters? What's going on? What's going on, Disney boy? What's going on, Disney boy?
You think Cloak and Dagger is my type? No. Psylocke, Sue Storm. That's where it's at. Luna Snow. I actually showed Leia some of the Marvel skins today, and I was like, you see, like. The thickest in the game. You know why everybody likes Venom, right?
Yeah.
What
about Moon Knight? Anyway. Done, huh?
Moon Knight is so flat. It makes me so depressed that's my main. Have you seen him? Have you seen him? Dude?
I'm
he actually
also
has
also
no yacht.
Moon Knight's your main.
Speaking of Marvel Rivals, Proto, have you played it off stream? You said you hadn't, right? Earlier?
No. I was going, like I said before, right? Like we talked about before the podcast happened, right? I was gonna do a Marvel Rivals live stream. Because, you know, I wanted to see what the hype was about. Everybody's talking about this game. Everybody's hyped up about this game. I wanted to be a part of the crowd. I wanted to be part of the in crowd, you know? So I loaded up the game on my computer. May I add that it was running beautifully, smoothly, perfectly. Mm-hmm. I just want to add that. And I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because the OBS couldn't handle it or the Marvel Rivals couldn't handle it. But it just kept crashing. It, like, everything was like 1 frame per second. It was bad. So, have I played it ever since that day? No. Will I play it? Maybe.
If you were to play, who would you main? Just off the top.
Yeah, have off you seen gameplay? Like, give out
if you say
guess.
Jeff.
I've
Jeff,
heard people say, like, I have friends that play this. Everybody says Punisher is compy. Everybody says Hulk is compy. One of those two.
Mm. Oh, you'd play one of those, Punisher or Hulk, just to, like, sweat out?
Proto, let me read some more. We have a bunch of questions on this
list. I
got
a good question, though. I have an actual good question.
What's up?
Better than the document.
You're first.
Okay. No, okay. I've always wondered this. Is this your real voice? Or do you, like, are you just, like, really posh outside the camera and outside YouTube? Because I feel like, and I say this in the nicest way, I feel like you have, like, a top 5 YouTube voice. I don't know why. Every time I watch one of your shorts, it makes me laugh. And it starts with your voice, but like,
it does feel pretty like it feels like good branding. Your voice, like, it's really recognizable.
Is it fake? Like, is it actually a thing?
No, it's like my actual voice. The only reason why I sometimes sound different is because of the mic. And I realized there was one point where I wanted to upgrade my mic, right? I thought, you know, I'm making a little bit of money. It's time to upgrade the mic. This is the mic that is technically the upgrade, the one that I'm talking to you guys with right now. So I'm like, I'm making a little bit of money. Let me invest it into the YouTube channel, right? And I bought this mic and I put it on my editor. I started recording with it and it just sounded off. It sounded wrong, you know? Like I feel like the other mic, it brought out something in me that this mic doesn't. Like, it just captures me more than this mic. So
brought out like the different frequencies, just like the specific ones that really match it.
Exactly. It's like the other mic. The other mic is just like it's like it just. I don't know how to explain it. It's like so low quality enough that it captures me perfectly.
That's like really a little funny. H2O delivery situation.
That's funny that's your natural voice. So you came out of the womb and your parents were like, "This kid's gonna be a YouTuber, man. I could just feel it. Hear him speaking."
Maybe not YouTuber, more like maybe, disappointment. But yes, something around the lines.
What's the most posh thing we get Proto to say? Like, dude, there's no way you talk like this in like a super professional business meeting. I like it.
No, like, exactly. Really actually, I do have a story about this.
Yeah.
There is one time. Like, it was back when I was like applying to go to college, right?
One time
I was getting like I sat down with one of them counselors, right? They were like, "Hey, well, how do you like? Where do you see yourself? Like, what's your future looking like?" And I kid you not, I cannot stop talking in like Ebonics. Like, I was telling her like, "Yo, you know, like, I just see myself. I'm doing big things in the future." Like, I couldn't turn it off. It couldn't turn it off. It was bad. She was just looking at me. She's like, what is this kid talking about?
It's really funny. Speaking of disappointments and stuff, we got another question on here. It says, "Wow, I love your Hasbin Hotel covers. Why did you become exclusively a Hasbin Hotel cover channel?"
I think Hasbin Hotel, you know, it has a big future ahead of it. I had to get on the wave early.
That's good.
I got another question.
Who inspires you? Who inspires you besides Hasbin Hotel?
Mm-hmm. What inspires me? That's a good one. I think everybody inspires me. Like, sometimes I'll just be on YouTube Shorts just looking at motivation, inspiration, you know? Like, I think everybody has taught me a little bit of something. Like, I mean, even before today, I didn't even know I could put this mic on OBS and put it on Discord. So all of this is like inspiration for new things that I could do in the future.
So who's that answer kind of pissed me off. Yeah, who's the best YouTuber here? Who's the most professional YouTuber here?
Yeah.
The best. All right. I'll say like this. I watch.
If you say Anna, I slit your throat.
Okay.
What?
Who do you watch?
I watch, but,
Say it again.
I watch Bundan the most, but I think the best editor has to be Dano.
Oh, baby! Oh! Oh, baby. All right, next question. You know how Pear has more subscribers than you? If you could kill Pear and take his channel, would you? Nobody would ever find out.
No. I mean, even if I... All right. Let's say okay, hypothetically liar. This does happen. Let's say this does happen. Nobody's going to question that Pear's voice just automatically changed to mine.
No. You'd get away with it. You'd completely get away with it. You would say that, like, it was in his will that he gives you your channel when he dies.
No, I don't. I would never wish bad on my royal brother.
Can I say it? Has anyone ever seen Royal Pear and Royal Proto in the room at the same time?
Wait. That's true.
I haven't.
Wait.
Ooh. Isn't it a little suspicious he's not here this week?
Yes.
Yeah. That actually is
kind of. And they're both royal.
Did you notice that whenever wait, did you notice whenever like the real royal pair was talking, Proto wasn't talking either?
Yeah. Ooh, that's true. When we were on the phone with the real royal pair, whenever he was talking, Proto was completely silent.
Can we have that conspiracy music playing in the background? You know, the brain rock conspiracy.
You go yourself?
Please add up. I will go myself be at it, please.
All right. I'm going to add that like, da-da-da-da, like the L, like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, let me sing. That was like an Oscars moment.
No, Anna, no need to add it. No need to add it. No need to add it. I got it.
You have it?
There it is.
What's going on?
That's the Death Note music. Are we allowed to use that?
No. Nope. Yeah.
Okay.
Anna, well, do you know about Casey?
Unlucky.
Sound effect. Where is it? Ow.
He must think Kira's homophobic. If I do not confirm that I'm homosexual, he'll know I'm Kira. Yes, L. I will have sex with you.
Okay, this is going
crazy.
Just
bash my elbow. All right. Speaking of. Do you have a girlfriend, Proto?
I do not, ladies. I'm single, ready to mingle. Yes, sir.
That's actually the only reason we had Proto on the podcast is so that we can advertise him to get him a girlfriend.
Let's do another question. I see one here. What's your hot take, Proto? Everyone has one, whether it be games, movies, YouTube in general. Everyone got
Trek
one.
Five.
I feel like my hot take will be like super niche. Like I need like I feel like somebody needs to guide me. Somebody needs to guide me here because I don't have one from the top of my head. The only one that I could think of from the top of my head is that I saw this one anime called Monster and I fucking hate it. Can I curse?
Yeah, curse.
All right, fucking hate it.
Because Anna has to go and censor it.
All right.
I'll make you do a catgirl noise if you swear.
All right. So I'm gonna just say
he did that to Bundan yesterday.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna just say this. I saw an anime called Monster one time and I did not like it. I wasted like 70 episodes.
70 episodes. You didn't like it and you got 70 deep.
I was at the time one of those guys that were like, I gotta see it through to the end because maybe at the end it's all worth it. To me, it was not.
That's like one of those like One Piece people that's like, oh, you gotta get to episode 5,000 or else, you know, you didn't actually give it a full chance.
Yeah, that was me. Know? That was me. At some point, like...
That's funny, dude.
One Piece gets good episode one. Loki.
Because of that, I refuse to watch...
It doesn't work right, C-Dot.
I refuse to finish any other show if I do not like it within the first like three episodes.
That's a valid take. You know, if you're not enjoying yourself, if you're not enjoying yourself, there's a certain cutoff point. I have to.
I'm preparing a bit.
I'm sorry.
I'm preparing a good question, but I need time to.
I'll be back.
I need time to cook. So let's see.
We were talking about work schedules and all that a bit earlier when no one was in the call. Obviously,
it's my phone. I have to scroll reels while I'm on the toilet.
Me too.
I want to see dead.
What a soul! What a soul!
God, what
Proto, what's your work schedule like? Because us shorts creator folk, it's a process.
Yeah, it is a process. Listen, there's one thing about me is that it's like my addiction to procrastinate, and that is the worst addiction that I have. So my work schedule goes a little something like this, right? Let's say I upload a short, right? The next day has to be an off day because, you know, sometimes you need your breaks. You need time to relax, you know? So, all right, the next day is an off day. Then 2 days after that short has been released, now this is when I start thinking about, what's the next short gonna be? So I start script writing a little bit. If I'm on mm-hmm. point, sometimes I take 2 days off. I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little lazy sometimes. But second day is when I start writing the script, right? Third mm-hmm. day is that's when we get to work, right? So I wake up super early, right? That like 5 a.m., 6 a.m., and I don't stop until the short is done. And if I feel like I How can't finish that short that day, then mm-hmm. I'll say I work from like 6 to 5 p.m., 6 p.m., or 7 p.m., like around that time. Mm-hmm. If I
Do
feel
you
like
all
I can't
the
finish
yourself?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes mm-hmm. I hire an editor. But if I feel like I can't finish mm-hmm. within the day, I just take the rest of the day off, to be honest. Like, I just give up on the day and I continue the next day.
Crazy. Mm. That's and you don't even your mouth. You gotta animate it all by hand. You were saying, right? That's
yeah.
Crazy
I gotta
stuff.
Synchronize it. I gotta synchronize it all by myself. I mean, the mouth thing, it does take a while, but it's actually one of the easier things to do now. Now that I've like kind of got a rhythm going on with it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I used to do all my subtitles by hand.
Yes, this was I was exactly the same.
Probably. Like 2 years ago when I was still doing Zelda content and all that stuff. Or yeah, still. And I remember when I was doing it, I think another like Zelda creator reached out to me wanting to chat about stuff because apparently I was doing pretty well. And they said, wait, you do all your subtitles by hand? Wait, do this instead. And then they showed me how to do it. And then I just never went back. I haven't chatted to that person. I think they must have been like a message from the stars.
You gotta put me on because the subtitle application that I'm using, they're about to like put it under mm-hmm. a premium and I'm not trying to pay.
I just use Premiere Pro for mine. It's
damn, it's I do not have Premiere Pro.
What do you edit?
Wait, what do you edit with? What the hell?
I have two programs and the one that I use for my captions is CapCut. The only reason why I use CapCut is because the other program...
What? CapCut has auto... You can auto-transcript on CapCut.
That's what I'm saying. It has auto-transcript, but starting on the 10th, they're going to put it under a pro feature where I have to pay. I'm not trying to pay for it. It's the only feature I use in CapCut. Actually, no. I sometimes use the transitions. They got real cool transitions in CapCut. But besides that, besides transitions and captions, there's nothing I use in CapCut. And I'm not trying to pay $200 for pro.
Dano's apparently sick messaging right now on the toilet. He said his stomach hurts. But he hasn't.
I wonder if it was the owner who's the full leader of.
But
I'll read it for you. How much is CapCut Premium? Dano says, and he said, "You're a YouTuber. Write it off. You quit." I don't know why he added that, but
mm-hmm. whoa, Dano. Yeah. So mean.
Listen. Whoa.
That's smart.
Yeah.
That's your business mindset.
I recently had to buy the entire Creative Cloud suite because I can't, you know, since I'll be out of college really soon, I can't leech off the account forever, you know? So, but you know what? It's good to have kind of like a fresh like slate to go off of when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
True.
And listen, I heard that and this is me being paranoid, right? I heard that some like subscriptions, like I'm gonna just use Adobe for example, since we're talking about it, right? That they're very predatory with how they do the subscription. So if you decide you want to cancel a little bit early, they charge you like an extra $200 just for canceling. What is that? You know?
That's crazy.
Adobe, bro. They're the worst.
Yeah. I mean,
I love
from,
their programs,
from my point,
I hate them as a company, dude.
Yeah, I don't plan on canceling it at any time soon, obviously. So
yeah, and the thing, oh, I'm sorry for cutting you off.
No, go ahead.
The thing about CapCut, right? It's owned by TikTok, right?
Yeah.
And listen, I'm not the kind of guy to be like, oh my god, we got to ban TikTok, Chinese conspiracy, or whatever, anything like that, right? But the thing is that TikTok is always on the verge of getting banned nationwide. If one day I decide to pay this $100, $200 for pro, right? Who's to say that the next week the app is eradicated and I can never use it again? That's a waste of $200.
Facts.
Just for captions. Just for captions.
You know what that means? I think we should make a short right now. I think it's your time to shine. I have your B-roll ready and music. All right. Would you like to do a short live?
I'm ready for this.
I could definitely try.
It's let me say, it's not copyrighted music, so we're good. Okay. Mm. Let's begin.
Wait. What am I saying? Do you want me to do the cap cut thing again? I need some direction here. What am I doing? Is it a cap cut? What are these faces? What am I doing?
It sounds like conspiracy music. Maybe it's like a...
Top five conspiracy theories.
Top five conspiracy theories. Number one. Number 15. Burger King foot lettuce. I don't know what I'm doing here. Like, what do you want? Bundan, please stop the music and explain to me what you want me to do.
Ooh, wait.
Hold up. Ice spices. Ice spices fire. What is happening right now?
No way. Wait, I think I'm putting the pieces together.
What? Is he impregnated? What's happening here? What is happening?
But I can't remember that.
Why is John Porter keep calling? What is happening? Can I decline the call? I do not want to call him. Didn't John Pork die like 3 years ago? How's he calling me?
Wait, I took a photo of Dano. What's he doing? He's like bent over something. What's in his mouth? Where'd you get that photo of Dano?
I don't know. Oh my god.
When are the audio listeners of the podcast, by the way.
Dano keeps sending me these images of himself, and I don't know. He's like, dude, Bundy, like 12 a.m. He's like, check this out. I'm like, Dano, you're professional.
He's licking Riggy's toes in that? Or is that just a script?
Wait.
He made a special animation, I think.
Did he
of
draw
like,
that?
I think so. Oh, Dano!
Ew.
Oh.
Proto, I'm so sorry that you have to see this.
This is extremely unprofessional. Yeah, I agree.
Mm. Now, let's tune that out of our minds.
Let's tune that out of our minds for a quick moment. And, you know, Proto, I got a question to ask you. Is a face reveal like planned or like in the cards for the future?
You see, I wanted to do a face reveal when I got to 1 million, but then I got to 1 million and I'm like, I don't think I'm ready for that responsibility yet. It's a lot of responsibility that I'm not ready for, you know.
Have you thought about a reveal at 2 mil?
Wait.
You see, I gotta work out when the OnlyFans
is
gonna go up and get posted.
I'm asking a genuine question here. I'm a professional.
Wow, what a
you can say no.
Let me file a complaint to HR, Anna.
Yeah, that's me, HR.
Anna, it's sexual harassment, man. There you go.
Oh, that's crazy. Have you considered maybe not being so sexy and then you want to get sexually harassed?
where's the HR? The HR?
What's happening here?
I'm just saying, your body's very, very phallic shaped. I think, you know, if I had one line to your head, it'd be a different type of head.
Yeah, true.
Wait.
That is very true. I'll let it slide.
Going to HR and they sexually harass you. Oh my gosh. Have you considered not being so sexy?
That's terrible.
Also, I have never faced such defamation in my life. I was on the toilet defenseless and Bundan's sitting here saying, Dano's being racist in the chat. Dano's got a picture of him shooking Riggy's toes. And I'm sitting there trying to push a log out of my ass.
Did you get it out?
Eventually. Not in one piece, but yeah.
Did you wipe?
One piece.
Yes, I wiped. Excuse you.
You don't strike me as someone to do that, Dano. I'm going to be so real.
To not wipe?
I have the best question of all time.
Dude, I'm a germaphobe. Do you not know this about me, Bunda?
Do you fold or scrunch? Do you fold or scrunch?
It depends on the situation, honestly.
Dan, are you cut or uncut?
Dan is...
Okay. Dano, I need to... These are two questions I need. We can mute it. I need to know both right now.
What the f*** does that mean?
Do you fold toilet paper or do you scrunch it up when you wipe?
Fold.
And cut or uncut?
Yeah, true.
What do you mean cut?
Dano. Oh,
no. What do you mean?
Oh, no. What are things that Lord. People have, like, kind of two... You know,
are you asking if I'm circumcised?
Yes, Dad.
We have an uncircumcised person in the call. Proto is literally just an uncircumcised All right, you need to calm down. Wait. His whole body shape is just uncircumcised, all right? You need to be more respectful,
you can't just say this.
That's how I know you're cut. That's how I know you're cut, because he's definitely a cut person, Proto. You're cut, aren't you, dude, for sure?
Yeah, I'm circumcised.
You can smell it, dude. I can smell it across the
table. You can smell it, dude.
Okay, ready? Bam. You are uncut.
I am not a C-Dot.
You are? All
what right. about Anna? Uncut. Is Anna That's cut good. Or uncut?
Yeah, yeah what's that?
Anna's cut, yeah.
Anna's cut, but they missed. Anna's cut, but they missed and chopped off the whole thing.
So anyway, Proto, what's your dream collaboration on the site known as YouTube?
Wait, or actually, not just the site, anything.
I'm uncut, and I'm proud about it.
You're uncut?
Yeah.
That's
most
disgusting,
non-Americans
man.
Are. Most non-Americans are.
What?
Most Americans aren't. Yeah.
So if I go to Australia and I tell a bunch of Aussies to drop their pants.
Dana, be quiet. Let's move on.
I'm gonna defamate it.
Yeah. What's your dream collaboration?
My stomach's still
there. C-Dot, I just want to take the time to personally thank you. You know, I feel like you really ground this podcast together. Because if you were just with these hooligans, I could snap my fingers at any moment, leave, and all hell breaks loose.
Dude, 37.
Yeah, I think you really ground this podcast. If it was just Bun Dun and Daniel, I wouldn't know what this podcast would be right now. So,
yeah, I could just leave.
I feel like if you take somebody away, then somebody else fills the place. Like, if you took C-Dot away, then Bam would get really... Oh, wait, don't prove it. We're not putting this theory to the test.
Now Bam is going to have to be the responsible one.
Please.
He did ask a question before he left. Let me answer that. He said, dream collaboration. Dashy. Mm. Does anybody else here know who Dashy
Crazy.
XP is?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Dashy XP. Nope.
He's like my inspiration.
Mortal Kombat? Mm.
Yeah, now that you say that, I do see it.
Yeah. He's like, I grew up watching this guy. I want to have a collab with him one time in my life.
We can make that happen, dude. Have you dropped the business email?
Oh my
god. Bro, I tried. He's just so low key. I tried. He says he wants to retire pretty soon, so I have like maybe like a year left before he's out of here. Maybe two years or something.
That was me with Chuckle Sandwich. I tried desperately and then they ended their fucking podcast. I have a conspiracy theory that because I asked, Schlatt was like, you know, it's gonna be so funny. I did get a response, but then I got a half response. He said to ask Ted, and I never asked Ted, and I'm gonna regret it for the rest of my life.
But then on the S&P, he said, "This is why we're not gonna let you on our podcast because you're sure she's stupid." Is that what he said?
He didn't say that in particular, but he did put me in a brazen bull and burned me.
And guess who's laughing now? Guess who has a bigger podcast than Ted? Huh? Guess who's bigger now? You tell him. Tell the audience. We should be proud. We should be proud Rumblies right now. And we should flex our small viewership. Tanner, this is your time to shine.
My stomach is so bad.
Technically,
we have a bigger podcast than Chuckle Sandwich now since they're not getting any more viewers. They're getting legacy views. I myself have rewatched the podcast like twice since it ended.
Oh, man.
So I'm aiding the competition. Dude. Yeah, I know. I need to get over it. Hey, C-Dot, Anna removed you like a terrible person. She wants to apologize.
No, I don't.
He's not even there anymore. He's not even there. You made him leave.
Wait.
Wow.
Is it because we haven't been able to buy them yet, Anna? Are you sad?
No,
are you just supporting our government?
I don't want them. Have you ever, like, interacted with a Canadian? They're, like, weird. They're, like, stale. Like, they walk into a room and the air just almost gets staler. Do you know what I mean?
Ryan Reynolds is a Canadian. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds is a goddamn twat. All
right?
What? I pick his teeth out. I'm stabbing him with him. Put him in his little eyes. His little teeth eyes.
Pick his teeth out.
Anyway, Proto. So,
Proto, what's something that people would be surprised to know about you?
I don't even know. I think I'm a very
I'm gonna lose it, dude. I can't believe that. We're not doing this bit again.
DJs! Hey, man.
Deejays. I love being on the pod.
Not again, dude. Not again. Not again. Deejays,
we missed you, man.
Proto, you ever going to do a phase reveal?
one day, maybe, possibly, maybe not. I don't know.
Wait, I can't get anybody. The devil got me.
Hello?
Yeah, Deejays. We want to replace you, like replace Johnny with you.
Deserve.
We need a new guy to say YouTube at the end of our podcast.
After what he did to Anna, I'm super down.
Yeah. Yeah. Facts.
I can't believe you work at McDonald's now.
I know.
You hate to see it.
I'm actually the new Ronald McDonald.
Going from Wendy's.
Johnny Sanders
is actually a vibe. Can we get like a Chapel Roan coded Ronald McDonald?
Yeah.
I was gonna say that's. But I don't think you could say that.
I'm pretty sure they banned Ronald McDonald in 2016.
No, they rehired him because Johnny was like, Anna, you're such a clown, you may as well get paid for it.
Wow.
Drop me in front of McDonald's.
Anna, I actually just realized you give like the most Chapel Roan vibes of anybody I've ever seen. You look
Thank
like
you.
Just like her. And also,
you
do
I've,
give clown
I've
vibes.
Been getting that.
She paints her face white and you're just built like that.
Yeah, Chapel Roan's the infamous not white singer.
Oh no, she's white and then she doubles it. She doubles it and gives it to the next person.
The next person.
Which is you. Dude, what happened to C-Dot? Did he get vaporized?
Oh yeah, Anna killed him. Anna said that she hates Canadians and then he left.
Wait, that's awesome.
Anna, where do you live? Like, without doxing yourself, have you ever mentioned, like, where you live? Like, any province? Proto?
Did Proto just leave the podcast too?
Wait, I thought you were talking to Anna. I heard Anna.
No. I don't care where Anna lives. Brodo, do you live in the U.S., right?
I do indeed.
Have you ever been more specific than that? I don't want to ask and have you, like, dox yourself on the podcast.
Nah, I like to leave it a mystery, you know?
All right. So you live in Ohio and you're ashamed of it, I see.
Like that.
Proto, what's your hear me out?
Hear me out.
I'm just reading.
This document needs, we need to update this document, man.
DJ, Anna, for context. For context, Deejays, Anna had a document meant for you and added like two questions for Cinemunch and then just
gave it to you
for the Proto one.
That's actually so hype.
We're paying this woman full time.
You guys are all PNG tubers. There's a lot of overlap.
There is a lot of overlap. You bring up a good point.
Something about that feels like racist to me. Like that feels like there's some undertones.
Racist to
there,
PNGs?
You know what? I think PNG tubers are all ugly people who are ashamed of being ugly.
True. I can't confirm.
Jeez.
Hold on, Sean Shapiro's calling me.
I hate that guy.
Hey, what's
Proto,
up?
Do you think you're
are you
ugly?
Okay being on a podcast right now?
Hold up. Let's wait for this to play out.
Get the bum off
I'm
this
on the podcast right now.
Sure, I guess.
Sean, will you ever do a face reveal?
Sean, will I ever do a face reveal? Yeah, like the million times that I've shown my... I don't think I've ever not done a face reveal.
Sean, will you ever do a real face reveal where you're not wearing a Dano mask?
Sean, will you ever do a real face reveal where you're not wearing a
Sean,
Dano
we
mask?
Know what you are!
Okay. Unfortunately, the lizard skin underneath the fake synthetic skin that I modeled after Dano Cal drawings, it is very unappealing, and I think it would really harm my internet presence and future merch plans if I were to show that to an unsuspecting populace.
Dude, I've met this guy.
Is there a reason you decided to become a Husband Hotel cover YouTuber full time?
True.
you know me, Sean Anthony Shapiro. I just love.
Can you cut Sean off and say Dream Collab?
All right, Dream Collab.
Collab with Dream.
Collab with Dream.
Is he on the podcast right now?
No. What's your dream collab?
What's my dream collab?
Would you collab with Dream?
Sean is, dude. I feel.
And then ask him. I'll see him. Yeah. Cut him off and ask.
Dano, trust me when I say this. He's like a homunculus. He's like a Smiling Friends homunculus in real life.
Did you say he's like the Smiling Friends homunculus in real life?
Yeah.
Deejays says you're like the Smiling Friends homunculus in real life.
Deejays is on the podcast.
It's not supposed to be Deejays, but yeah, he's on the podcast, Sean.
I should be. Hold on, let me record my audio. I'm just here now.
If you had to kill and replace one member of Rumble Pack, who would it be?
We haven't even asked Proto this yet.
All right, Sean, name three women.
Wait, that's actually good. Wait, hang up with Sean. Proto, name three women.
Hold on.
Name three women.
Yeah,
yeah. Mia Khalifa, my mom, Tiana Trump. There you go.
No. All right, now name three dead women. You have 10 seconds. One.
Harriet Tubman. The girl that flew the planes.
Ten. Why did nobody answer that question?
Julius Sonic is dead as hell.
Rosa Parks.
Dude.
Rosa Parks.
What? Yeah, I already got to 10, Proto. You failed. Why did nobody name three dead women? Why is that the hard question? Like, there's so many more dead women than alive ones. I don't understand.
Women should never. You put me on the spot. All right.
Women should never die, bro.
I was so focused on the plane.
Dano, name three dead women.
Rosa Parks, Amelia Earhart, and Maria from Sonic.
Yeah!
Look at that! He just stole two of my answers!
That was just stolen answers. That was stolen valor,
Maria
Dano.
Sonic. That's what matters. He said when the bit. He guys, he did the reference.
The one woman is fake. She doesn't exist. That doesn't count.
I have more women that I can name. All right. There
was
from Adam and Eve.
I got a question
from Adam and Eve. There's Mary Magdalene. And there's.
Magdalene, you dumb f.
Magdalene.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna get struck down.
Hello, my name is Jesus, and I have a very special friend named Mrs. Magdalene.
You know what, Jesus? I appreciate you. He showed up.
Maria's the daughter in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Damn, Dano made me wait an hour. Jesus showed up just because he wanted to.
I did it for the vine.
Yeah.
He did it for the vibes.
Oh, dude.
Indubitably. Bro, I didn't know I was on for the proto episode. That's my boy right there. We watch wrestling.
Yes, Sirski.
True.
CM Punk, John Cena.
Proto, you can kill one of us.
Don't listen to Dano right now. Don't listen to Dano right now.
Kill me, Proto. I want to die. Sorry.
Well, he's asking for it, so there you go.
Proto,
that's the answer.
Our final question, obviously.
All right.
Are you ever going to do a Facebook?
Dude, who invited the question?
Yeah, get him out of here.
Yeah, good.
There we go. But if you had to kill one member of Rumble Pack and take this spot, who is it?
One member of Rumble and take their spot?
Yep. Not necessarily spot.
All right.
Okay.
You know,
I think we change the rules of this question every
we
episode.
Do every single time.
I feel like Dano came in here on timing since the second he woke up from the wrong side of the bed. So you know what, Dano, you're out of here.
Yeah. Listen, I was fashionably late. You ever heard of comedic timing, Proto?
In hours, not
Dano,
comedic.
You ever heard of the hero's journey,
times.
Proto?
We had to call you five times. We had to call Leia to get you up and out of bed, Dano.
Did she text me, I wonder? Hold on, let me see. I don't even know if she messaged me. Did she? Did she say, like, wake up?
We assume that's what got you out of bed.
Mm-hmm. No, I just woke up. I'm not even kidding. Right. I just woke up and saw the clock said like 3:45. So I was like, oh no. I just rolled over and I looked at my phone and I saw miscallc.com FaceTime and I was like, oh shit. I was so scared that you guys had started recording and I was actually just going to start recording and jump in like midway.
You know, we should have.
Yeah.
We should have.
Anna's AFK right now.
It's all right. We're getting to the time, guys. We're getting to the time. Yeah.
All right. Let's see.
How about this?
We can stuff a few more in here.
Hold
let's see.
No.
Dano,
shut up for a second. All right. So we had the final question, right? Which is already done. But I'm thinking we do something neat with our guest episodes. All right.
Yeah.
Proto, I want you to give us a question that we will ask as the final question on the next guest episode.
I like that. Ooh, I like that. That's
actually
good.
Who's the next guest?
We don't know. Maybe
Zach
Radu Films, but I don't know. Hopefully Zach D Films.
I wish.
Zach D Films.
Just don't have it with anyone in mind. Just go for it.
Yeah, just any question.
Now I'm on the spot. I don't know what to ask. Damn. I don't know what to ask, Dave. I don't know. This is a loaded question right here. This is a lot of responsibility.
It is. Take your time.
You have at least a minute and a half on the timer. I mean, we can't go above that, but you have at least a minute and a half. So, well, now it's like a minute 15. So you just all right. It's back down to a minute. Come on, you gotta walk in, buddy.
I got a question in mind. Let me just put it all together. Mm-hmm.
That's okay. You're
what YouTuber would you let date your mom? There you go.
That's actually a really good question.
Okay,
that is a really good question.
All right, hype. Films every time.
Okay.
If they don't have a mom, say sister.
Proto, last question for you.
I would let Markiplier date my mom.
Do you think Zach D Films is cut or uncut?
Cut.
I am not going to talk about another man's penis, right?
Oh, I thought we were talking about his abs. Stop calling DJs. End the podcast. We're not doing this bit again. End the podcast.
He said, I'm back. Okay,
what does DJs want to say?
DJs, are you cut or uncut?
I'm leaving.
Banger question. Hold on.
Yeah.
Wait, let me turn on my camera.
My brother did. Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Turn on your camera.
Look, I'm cut nation. Cut nation.
You're cut.
Yes. You're uncut because you're Australian.
Fun done. If they're an American, there's like a 98% chance they're cut.
That's insane to me. Where do they put all these foreskins?
In my belly.
Everyone asked me where the foreskins are, but I eated them all.
I put milk and eat it like cereal. Please.
Can we just stop recording and end it on Anna's cereal?
I think that's the end of the podcast.
You can do the outro. You can say bye to everyone if you want.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, guys, thanks for tuning into the Rumble Pack podcast.
Anna, stop trying to show us your uncut. Let's just stop recording.